Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Grant and Danny on the Fan. Welcome back, and thank you for listening to the show, brought to you by Condori and Murata Law Firm with a Fairfax office. Check them out, estate planning, elder law, real estate, transactions, and probate admin. Their attorneys are always there to protect you and your family's assets. Schedule a free consultation with the team today. Their team will take care of you, and if you mention us, they'll also give you a discount. KMLawyers.com. Before we move on, I want to talk about a quarterback ranking I saw and the reaction within the fan base, bristling that Jaden Daniels wasn't involved. But we got some calls first on the passing of Fred Smith, the former minority owner of the Redskins, who really was massive. You want to do like a pie of how Dan Snyder was forced to sell the team. I think you can make the case that the biggest slice of the pie was the fight he got into with the minority owners and Smith. This is a guy that started FedEx in 1973, delivering small parcels and documents more quickly than the Postal Service could. Now it averages 17 million shipments per business day. He was a 1966 graduate of Yale University, Marine Corps veteran, created a delivery system of coordinated flights centered on a main hub, became known as a hub and spokes system. Pretty amazing career, just a really special businessman. But if not for him, I genuinely believe, if not for the minority owners as a trio, as we sit here today, Dan Snyder owns the team. And a lot of people don't care because their point is, well, without him, we would still be named Redskins and that's all that matters, which I'm fascinated by. But let's go to Joe in Arlington on the Fan. Hey, Joe, how are you?
I'm okay. Yeah, I have to take exception to your take here. Let me explain this. There is a significant segment of the Redskins fan base. I don't know what percent, but it's a lot of people out there, of which I'm one, who, once the name changed and the legacy was lost, lost interest in the team. I don't follow them anymore. I used to be a season ticket holder. I had club seats. I spent a lot of money. I used to go to all the games. I was really into it. I don't care about the new team, the commies, whatever. And there are a lot of people like me.
There are, yeah.
To us, Smith is the guy who was one of the primary causes of that. He's a bad guy. I don't care whether Snyder still owns the team or not, because it's not my team anymore. And I think that's where a lot of this...
The point would be, Joe, that you'd rather Dan Snyder still own the Redskins than Josh Harris own the Commanders.
I would rather have a team I cared about. So I guess the answer to that would be yes.
Yeah,
and the losing I could deal with. It was my team,
right?
And now I don't have a team. So anyway, that's my take on it.
Well, I appreciate.
I get it.
It
yeah, yeah. I'm not begrudging that or belittling that. By the way, there is a. He mentioned it. There's a percentage that we probably underestimated of fans that feel exactly that way.
Right. So I can tell you that my fandom has negatively been affected by the name change, as I've said on the air many times, in a way that I didn't fully anticipate. That I didn't expect and I didn't think was possible, that I was not going to care any differently about the team or the product when they changed the name. The analogy I used all the time is, I love Coca-Cola Classic. I think it's delicious and wonderful. And if you change the name and you make it something else and you put it in the same type of can with a different look on it and you call it something else, as long as it tastes like Coke, it wouldn't change anything for me. And I don't know if that would be the case with that drink, but I know that with this team, the Commanders, as it's currently constructed, and maybe it's just all of the changes in a short time, whether it's the uniforms and the name and every person that you know from the organization that's all gone, it has affected me in a way a lot more than I would have thought. But I do think that there's still a big difference between me acknowledging that and like someone who just called in suggesting he would literally rather Dan Snyder have owned the team in perpetuity as the Redskins. Never a chance to win, toxic workplace, horrendous human being, all the awful things that were happening. He would have preferred to continue that, whatever that is, over...
Because it was his, so to speak.
A good organization run correctly by decent human beings and a quality ownership group, but the team name has changed. You're in the minority on that. I'm not suggesting those people don't exist. I know that they do. That's stunning to me, but those people are out there.
Yeah, as he said, there's a significant percentage. I don't know what the number is. I don't know that we'll ever really know, right? And I don't know if any of those people claim to have never watched. I don't care. It's not me. Maybe you saw the Hail Mary. Maybe you saw the playoff game against Tampa. Maybe you watched him beat Detroit. You see what I'm saying? Like the guys that claim they're out, that aren't watching, that are actually tuning in on Sundays or Mondays or whenever they're winning. So I don't know. But I do know that I underestimated, I think we've talked about this a million times, how dramatic that would be, that change. I underestimated that. I probably shouldn't have, to be honest with you. But that shrunk this fan base in a way. And they're now trying to build it back, this new ownership group. And they're kind of aware with their eyes wide open how much of a challenge that was going to be. But to me, the balance sheet is Dan Snyder's gone weighs way, 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 way more by factors of 10, 20, 1,000, whatever, than the tool he used to poke Dan Snyder, which was the name change, which inadvertently hurt a lot of us, right? A lot of this fan base, rather.
I guess the question that I will ask is, could they have forced the sale without the name change? And I don't know the answer to that. But the name change was a part of the sale, pretty obviously, right? Could they have been able to, as a group, Fred Smith and company, the minority owners, forced Dan Snyder into the corner that he ended up in when he had to sell without him ever having changed the name? Like, was that just a low blow at Dan Snyder knowing how much it meant to him to not change the name that maybe was not necessary but was just something that happened amid this fight? And maybe that's what people think. Well, yeah, the thing that he did that was great was get rid of Dan Snyder and helping us to do that. But, man, he changed the name. And for a lot of people, like, that's a worse issue, like the guy that just called. By the way, the Junkies actually asked this in their poll of the day today, which is kind of comical. The poll that they put together, would you rather have the Redskins' Dan Snyder or Commanders' Josh Harris? And as you'd expect, 84%+ of people said the Commanders and Josh Harris. About 14.5% or 15%, it looks like 15.5% actually, said they'd rather have the Skins and Dan Snyder, which is crazy to me. But again, those people do exist. I just think it's a very small group, a minority of the fan base. But what do you make of that? When I say the sale was like the first shot across the bat, well, not the sale, rather. The changing of the name was the first way to like hit Dan
to
Snyder
stick it
where
to
it hurt.
Yeah.
To kick him in the you-know-what. To start this war that ended with him having to sell, when they get in cahoots with the NFL and, in my opinion, the media and they're feeding ESPN and the Post and all these other people that need the intel that is necessary on the goings-on and how awful Snyder is to get him out, could they have accomplished the amazing part without the part that everybody's mad about?
Potentially. But I don't know that you could know that at the time. I don't know that you could know that in 2018, 2019, or 2020, whenever this process begins.
Like, do you think Fred Smith wanted the name change because he thought it was an evil, terrible name? Or do you think he wanted the name change because he knew that him and Dan Snyder are in a fight, and it's the thing Dan Snyder cares the most about in the world?
And maybe even an other category where that's where all the headwinds were going in terms of every company and everybody that's in business had to be on the correct side of things because there's public outcry about everything. So you know what I mean? So maybe that was part of it. I don't know. I mean, you saw how many companies are participating in whatever the sort of the cause of the day was, wanting some of their social credit without actually having to do much of anything. So maybe it was part of that. Maybe it was really was, you know, because he thought it was the right thing. I doubt that, to be honest with you. I think it was probably, if I had to make a pie graph, 75% get Dan Snyder, the, you know, sort of sorry about whatever happens because of the cascading damage to the fan base, and then kind of the rest of the stuff with where corporate America was.
Let's go to Boyce in North Carolina, listening on the Odyssey app. Boyce, you're on Grant and Danny. Fred Smith passed. I made a comment about how much he should be revered because without him, Dan Snyder probably still owns the team. And the amount of blowback I got from people who are angry that they blame him for the team name not being the same, as if the other part doesn't matter or isn't a bigger deal, I was surprised by it. But what do you think about this?
Yeah, I think that last caller, you know, I understand. I was upset too when it first happened, but like, we don't need that generation anymore. We got enough young people now. Let's go Commanders. I mean, I missed the name, but I want to win. Like, we've been losers my whole life. I want to win. I'm 25. We got Jaden Daniels. We got all these young kids. I mean, come on. Like, you don't want to win?
Right. Yeah, I mean, that guy literally just said he would take the old way of running things where they lost all the time, and he said he was okay with that as long as the name was the same. You're saying, call them whatever you want. Change the name every single year to something dumber. I mean, Commanders was a really
good
start.
It's certainly dumb, yeah.
It's going to be hard to top that one because it's pretty stupid. But, like, let's just keep having dumber names and change the colors if you want to.
But the guys,
as long as you're winning 12 games.
Again, I understand everybody's fandom on this, and I mean that. I find myself arguing against everybody, as it seems to be my normal place. But when you watch them in their all-black uniforms win a game as a team that's the Arizona State Sun Devils. That's a Pittsburgh Steelers alternate. There's nothing about that that links to your youth, that links to your fandom. So I get people not being like, rah, rah. I get them going, okay, I guess I'm glad that the Washington team won. But, you know, it's the same feeling I have for, you know, a Defenders team that I don't really have any kind of allegiance to. I'm glad that they won, I guess, but I'm not like going to a parade or a team that I'm not necessarily a fan of. If you don't recognize and don't have the affinity for it, I get saying this, that it's not as much fun for you. But I also understand the caller's point in North Carolina, just out of the young fan, is going, dude, call him the Tiddlywinks. Please beat Dallas. You know what I mean? Give me some touchdowns. I get it.
Let's go to Aiden in Alexandria. What's up, Aiden? How are you? Aiden, you there? You're on the radio. We'll throw you back on hold here. We'll try to get back to you. Let's go to Mark in Largo.
What's up, Mark?
Grant and Danny. What's up, Mark? How are you, buddy?
Hey, I'm doing fine, man. Look, I understand. Look, for me, I'm 55 years old. I love the name. I'm 18 years older than Grant. I'm 9 years older than Danny. So I love the name the way it is, whether it goes or not. But I do understand why a lot of people feel the way they feel. And it's kind of like, if you're picking on us, how come you're not picking on the Chiefs? How come you're not picking on the Braves? How come you're not picking on the Florida State Seminoles? You know, and I kind of get it. I kind of get it. In the last 30 years, and I think this is very, very fair what I'm about to say here, the NFL has gotten too liberal. It's like, you can't do this, you can't do that, can't do this, you can't do that. And I understand we need to respect each other's space. But at the same time, when you have Native Americans upset about the name change and more angry about the other names that aren't changed, then you got somewhat of a problem.
Well, Mark, let me just steer you back on track real quick, because I get all the points, but specific to the topic at hand today with Fred Smith's passing and this idea where I'm going, man, this guy, without him, we don't have, you know, Josh Harris. We don't have the new ownership group. And everyone's like, he got rid of the name.
Look, let me say this, Grant. I agree with you. I'm with everybody else. Look, this team has been losing for almost 30 years, okay? So them winning the way they are, I understood where they were coming from. Dan had to go. Dan just had to go. Okay, there's no ifs, ands, buts about it. Dan had to go. I understand that. I'm not knocking that. But I do see the other side of this, too.
Totally. Yeah.
I mean, I agree with you. I agree with you guys. You know, look, Grant, you're in the millennial generation, and Danny's in my generation, Gen X. Mm-hmm. Which, by the way, is the greatest generation of all
time.
Thank
you very much for saying so much.
It's a pretty good generation, I'll say, Mark. It's a pretty good generation. The millennials, I'm not even going to advocate on our behalf.
Yeah, the millennials are also a generation.
Right, we are a generation as well, if I could beat up on us just a little bit. But yeah, no, I'm not saying I don't agree with the other side of it. When people go as far, which a lot of them do, mm-hmm. I mean, it seems like on social media with me, a lot of people have, the caller a few minutes ago, saying they'd rather have Dan Snyder still here in Redskins than a high-functioning, non-toxic, legitimate operation where people are treated well and you have to have a different name. And I don't even know if it's an either or. That's the question I asked a few minutes ago. Could they have had their cake and eat it too? But in a here's the question. How do you remember Fred Smith from a Redskin standpoint? A lot of people are going, he got rid of the name Redskins.
There it is.
No. You should remember him by saying he got rid of Dan Snyder, and a really crappy thing that happened while they were fighting and in that war.
One of the buildings
that fell over in one of the attacks, so to speak, was that the name Redskins was lost. But the whole point of waging a fight with Dan Snyder was to make sure that one day he wasn't owning the team anymore, knowing what he knew from the inside. That's kind of how I view it. And I'm not acting like he single-handedly took him down. That minority ownership group, though, you want to do a pie of how we got here, it might be the biggest piece. Let's go to Adam in Purcellville. What's up, buddy?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good.
What's up, buddy?
Well, I'm a millennial, so I will say that back in 2014, there was a Facebook page called Save the Name. I'm not sure if anyone's familiar with it.
There's probably been a few of those pages along the way, I guess.
Yeah, Save the Name was a big one, and I was a big part of advocating to keep the name. I purchased a shirt. I did as much, you know, speaking out as I could. I don't blame Smith, though, for the name. I know a lot of people did, but as time went on, now I disagree with it as much as everybody else does, but I felt like the name change was coming eventually. That's just the society that we're living in. I don't agree with it, but I understand fans still being upset. I really do. But what I don't understand is that caller earlier saying that he would rather have Snyder back on a losing team than having the Commanders name with a great owner and winning ball games. Those people, I can't wrap my head around. I don't understand that.
Thanks, buddy. Let's go to Jason and Chantilly on Grant and Danny. Jason, Fred Smith passes away. How should he be remembered?
How are we doing, gentlemen?
Hey, man.
Hey, so to me, the name is a horrible name. I'm from California, but I've traveled the United States, and nobody outside of D.C. wanted that name. The gentleman who called in earlier about the Chiefs and about the Florida State team that still have those racist names, that's because they're in red states where they don't really care to change anything. The NFL got liberal because they wanted to reach more people, instead of keeping these horrible names that have been sticking around. If the Chiefs weren't any good, their name would be changed too. I'm happy that you guys have the new ownership here.
I disagree, Jason, with the last part, that their name would change if they weren't good. They weren't good for a long time. They never were winning Super Bowls until Patrick Mahomes. I think the reason the Commander's name changed from Redskins was that Dan Snyder was loathed, and they did become one of the butts of jokes in sports. I mean, otherwise, you haven't really seen names have to change. The Indians weren't forced to change their name. Their owner decided to change it to Guardians. They got pressure along the way. They had to get rid of the Chief Wahoo logo. You know, and I'm, by the way, I think there's middle ground here. Like, it sounds like you think that the name absolutely had to change and it was a terrible word and a pejorative. You know, for a lot of us, that's not what it was at all. But I got to a point where I said change it because I was tired of having conversations like this one, to be honest, where I have to defend myself for the team that I grew up with and the team that I loved. But even still, beyond all of that, I do think you could find a way to understand why that is frustrating for people to watch, you know, the Braves do the tomahawk chop or the Chiefs do their thing on Sunday Night Football when your name got taken away. I think you can get that.
Well, and see, I absolutely hate those two things that you just mentioned with the tomahawk chop. I just think it's all incredibly racist. I'm not a local person, and like I said, I'm a little more liberal. I'm from California, and I am 17% Native American, and all the Native Americans I know don't like that. So when you're shutting out a whole community, I just think it's bad. But I think it's great that you guys have new ownership that has done a great job for you guys, and hopefully someday you'll be almost as good as the Steelers.
Appreciate that.
You keep having Russell Wilson and Aaron Rodgers as your quarterback. I think we'll get there. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, more like playoff wins this past year than you've had in a while. But anyway,
last year, it's fine. As an example.
Hey, Roger, will go great for you. No, but I appreciate the phone call. Yeah, we've done that one too, honestly. I know we're getting off the beaten path here, but I'll never understand how some stuff is okay and other stuff's not. All I've ever wanted, and this isn't just sports, this is the old Randy Duhier book of life.
Right.
Balls and strikes. I want what's a ball in one ballpark to be a ball in the next one. And somehow when it's not, I can't get past it. I can't get over it. And I never will. But to the Fred Smith point, I think your question fundamentally is the right one. When you said, what's the first thing you bring up when you're telling someone who doesn't know who Fred Smith is? What did Fred Smith do?
Right. FedEx is the thing, right? Change the game.
Right. I mean, in our football ownership space.
As a former owner of this team, a minority owner of this team. Oh, my God, he was a minority owner of the Redskins. No kidding. What's his football legacy? Do you lead with those guys took Dan Snyder down, which is, for me, what I lead
That's
with.
That's what I lead with.
Or he's the reason Redskins isn't the name.
He's the biggest reason they'll have the name.
He was the first guy leading a company to put his flag in the ground saying, unless you change the name, we're not giving you any money and you could take our name off your stadium. No doubt about it, that was a big, big blow and a big, big deal. Because within, that was during the, what year was it during the pandemic or around then? Maybe it was 20. But the year of like, a lot of what was going on with just a, I would say, a social awakening in the country and, you know, rallies all over the country and marches and everything. And all at the same time, there was just a lot of activism. And at the same time, simultaneously, essentially, he came out and did that. Then, you know, it wasn't Fanatics yet, but Nike or whoever said, well, we're not going to sell their jerseys anymore. And then the next group says, well, actually, we're not going to have Redskins jerseys at Dick's. I'm making this up. But basically, in the span of like 2 weeks, it was like, well, if you can't sell your jersey,
yeah, every domino
nobody
was falling.
Can buy. This was always going to be how it happened, and it happened like that.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, I think it is reality to say he is a big reason why the name did get changed. And my point is, I think he did that because he knew if he could take out that stronghold for Dan Snyder, it was over. That would be like the first domino to fall that would lead to the last domino, which was the Josh Harris press conference.
Because I remember in I think it was March of 2021, when this sale of the or the buyout of the minority partners actually ended up happening, right? Where Snyder got, quote unquote, complete control of the team. And I remember ranting and ranting because I didn't understand it yet. They were playing three-dimensional chess. And I'm sitting there going, so all this guy does is ruin everything at all times, and now he has complete control? Now he has complete control? And these dudes are sitting there going, just you wait.
Oh, they whooped him.
And I didn't see it at the time, but they saw the forest for the trees.
Yeah, it was death by paper cut in a lot of ways.
Because he had to pay back hundreds of millions of dollars that he wasn't going to be able to get.
It was brilliant.
Yeah.
You know what they did. It really was. Let's go to Pablo in Woodbridge on Grant and Danny. Pablo, how are you?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good, buddy.
Hey, so I just don't understand this. Like, we'd rather lose than win. Like, I don't understand these people at all. Like, I've been a Redskins fan since forever. I mean, I've been watching the 88 Super Bowl. I mean, I think that's when Wonder Years came out. That's the reason why I love Wonder Years. Like, we'd rather lose.
What a line.
We'd rather lose than win. Like, I don't understand this mentality. And it's a name. Who cares?
A lot of people do, though.
Wow. So
I hear you.
Yeah,
I appreciate you.
The it's a name, who cares thing, I get what you're saying.
Yep.
It's just that is not the reality for a lot of people. And as someone whose fandom has been hindered some by the name, I make the choice every day not to allow it to be hindered as much as the caller earlier in the segment who basically has checked out. But it is a real thing. My memories, my mom, my dad, my family, me at Christmas asking for Redskin stuff.
Yep.
This is not the same thing. It's a different looking thing. It's a different sounding thing. It's just a different thing. I'm sorry. And you could say, no, it's not. And I could say, okay, for me it is. So I understand that.
Fandom is personal. And I for so many years tried to be like when I was younger and like so gung-ho, they're like fan police. It's like, you can't do this. Fans need to do that. You can't do the wave at games. And all these kinds of things I used to care so much about, like etiquette and behavior, and you got to be a better fan than the Philly guy or whatever. I've come to realize as an adult that everybody's fandom is such a, it's tied to your own senses and your memories and your experiences with it. It's such a personal thing. So everybody like absorbs their fandom differently. For some people, yeah. Again, call them whatever you want. Call them the Grasshoppers. For other people, that was part of the identity. And when you rip that away, they don't feel the same about it. I get it.
I remember being told about Dan Snyder selling when we were wondering, is he actually going to do it? Is he not going to do it? Is he going to fight tooth and nail? Somebody telling me, who had some pretty good intel on everything, he will not fight to the death over this team to keep the team when it's not named Redskins anymore. They've taken his thing from him. Like, he was the guy that called in 30 minutes ago. You know, he was the 60-year-old fan somewhere that's going, I'll watch, but it's just never going to be the same because it's not Redskins. And so when they took the name and they made it something else, his scratching, clawing, put it in all caps, I'm never going anywhere and I'm never changing the name, that died. And I think the minority owners knew that,
yeah.
And they knew it was the first and maybe the most important move to a life without Dan Snyder as a team. 800-636-1067. How do you remember Fred Smith? How should Redskins fans remember him? This is The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
He's Danny. I'm Grant. This is The Fan. We're taking you up to 6:30 tonight. The Nats are in San Diego to take on the Padres. Kind of cool, Danny, to roll up to San Diego. Yes, a bad baseball team. I grant you that. But with Mackenzie Gore, an all-star.
Yeah.
James Wood, one of the best players in the sport. And C.J. Abrams playing at an all-star level as well. All three of those guys should be in Atlanta. I'm not convinced Abrams will make the all-star game, but I do think Wood and Gore will. But all three come over from the Padres in the Soto deal, and now you go back to San Diego this summer.
It's where you guys would have been playing.
Yeah. Three stars. I mean, if you're a Padres fan, as you're taking on a little water, you're trying to catch up to the Dodgers and the Giants in the West. I'm not saying they shouldn't have made the trade because you had a chance for a couple postseasons with Soto before you shipped him off for some pieces. But damn, man. Those are really good players.
It'd be nice to have, is what I would say. Like right now, it'd be nice to have those three guys on your roster instead of nobody from that deal. See what I'm saying? Like if you're doing a balance sheet.
We're talking about Fred Smith, who passed away, sadly, at 80 years old this weekend. This is Arthur Smith, the coordinator of the Steelers' father. Arthur, who started his football career in D.C. Fred, the founder of Federal Express. Of course, FedEx Field for years. His sponsorship on the side of the stadium. And it was the minority owners, Fred Smith, among three of them, who helped take down Dan Snyder. And I tweeted about how just involved he was in that process, in the oustering of Dan. And I got a ton of blowback from people who were very angry that he was also instrumental in having the name changed. And so we're asking you about his legacy. Let's go to Mike in Fairfax on G&D. What's up, Mike?
Hey, guys. So a couple of things. For me, I think for Fred, it was more of a business decision, even though we all know that nobody liked Dan, and for, you know, good reason. And so for me, you know, when you've got your name up there of your company that you've built from the ground up, and, you know, you're starting to get a lot of blowback from, you know, the terminology Redskin, which, you know, is derogatory in a lot of fashions. I think it was part that and part getting rid of him. The other piece for me is that, you know, people that are making the argument about Seminoles. Seminoles is not derogatory. There are tribes called the Seminoles. Chiefs. There are actual chiefs. So, again, it's for me, it's not necessarily the same
I agree with you, but
Redskin.
Mike, just to jump in real quick, I'll let you react, but I think what a lot of people take issue with is this idea that, you know, a group of people shouldn't be a mascot is what you hear. Whether we could discuss the pejorative nature or if it's a slur or what have you, and I've always made that case that the word Redskin and the word brave or the word chief is not quite the same. I do agree with you on that. But the argument has always been like that it shouldn't be it's a group of people, they can't be a mascot. And then Florida State, who actually did a deal with the Seminoles, which maybe the Redskins should have done a long, long time before, but you know, they've got a Native American in headdress on a horse riding around, throwing a spear. The Braves are you know, literally doing the tomahawk chop. So there is a little bit of hypocrisy to that, I would suggest.
No, I get that. But when you say group of people, are you only talking about from a racial standpoint?
What are you referencing? What do you mean?
So, for instance, let's go Cowboys. That is a group of individuals, correct?
Cowboys, sure.
Yeah, so it's one of these lines that you got to keep going back and forth. And full disclosure, and don't let Danny cut me off here. So, you know, being a Cowboys fan living in Redskins country for almost 30 years, you know, it's one of these things where, you know, when you have that back and forth all the time and you're so used to the Redskins name and the Cowboys name, I get it. I get it completely. If the Cowboys changed their name for some reason, I would probably disown them. But, you know, at the same token, Jerry Jones is nothing more than a taller Dan Snyder.
The only difference in the two is that Jerry Jones actually acts like he cares about his fans. He gives them something. He gives them an experience, you know, at Cowboy Stadium.
Appreciate you, buddy. We're off the beaten path here a little bit. But initially, I guess his take was, see, now the problem when we have these conversations is we get back into re-legislating if they should have changed the name.
Yeah, we're doing name
which
stuff.
That's not the goal here.
I mean, I was respectfully to everybody. I was tired of that in 2011.
Yes.
Like the latest column or the latest lobbying effort to this marketing group or trademark thing, I had enough of that a long time ago.
And I get that there's going to be some bleeding into those types of dialogues when we have this discussion, but I think we could do it if we kind of remind ourselves what we're talking about. And if you're just jumping in your car, that's the passing of Fred Smith, who was huge in forcing Dan to sell the team, the former minority owner, and was also pretty big in Washington having to change its name and kind of what we should lead with as his legacy. Kenny, Charlottesville, what's up?
Hey, what's up, y'all? I was in the middle of something I was going to say, and then the last guy said something that kind of bugged me a little bit. First of all, I'm a Cowboy fan, too. And if they changed the name, I'd still be a Cowboy fan because we have five championships. And if he dropped them all at once because of that, then you might as well just quit when they got rid of Landry when he went 1-15, whatever it was.
All right, so, you got to call Dallas Radio to go over the Cowboys history.
Well,
what else
no,
you got?
I know that. That's full disclosure.
What but else you got?
Thing is what else do I have? The whole Redskins thing versus the Commanders thing, I'm an old school fan. The name never bothered me. I think ugliness comes from the inside out. So if the name bothered you, then you had a problem inside of yourself, not in the name itself. Y'all had three championships under the Redskins, and y'all got really close last year. God bless y'all. Y'all had a great team. And I'm a football fan, not a fanatic, so I don't hate anybody.
Appreciate you.
Thank you.
Specific to Fred Smith, let's go to Patrick in D.C. Patrick, how are you going to remember Fred Smith?
I'm going to remember him for getting rid of Dan Snyder. And first I got to say, I'm 55. I'll be 56 this year. So I remember going back to Jack Pardee. I remember Joe Gibbs coming in. I remember loving the Redskins, love that name. I remember when Dan Snyder was going to buy the team. I believe it was the Milstead brothers or what have you, and they had a bad rep of destroying professional franchises. So when I heard Dan Snyder was going to buy the team and he was from the area and he's a Redskins fan, I was extremely excited.
Us too, yeah.
Even in the early days when he did the fantasy football thing, bringing in all the names, was still excited. But as time went on, he destroyed the organization. And I actually stopped going to the stadium. I will still watch games on TV. I was still a fan. Even when they changed the name to the Commanders, I refused to use the word Commanders. This year, for the first time in maybe 15 years, I went to the stadium to the Cleveland Browns game, and it was a completely different atmosphere. My son, who I was actually trying to become a Redskins fan, became a Redskins fan. We ended up buying season tickets.
Whoa.
I'm telling you, the atmosphere in that stadium is what I remember growing up as a kid. It wasn't quite RFK, but I will trade that feeling for the name Redskins any day.
And I think that it took a minute, but that's where I think we were going here is, like, I get it, it's not the same thing, but now your kid is in, right? Like, the whole point of this exercise, right, is to get that.
Bobby in Alexandria, how are you?
Hey, what's up, man? I'm here in Georgetown. I got reservations, but I waited to get on here. My son met you guys, actually, at the B-Dubs thing. But
oh, cool.
Here's all I have to say, man. It's really painful. It's really hard for me to let go of the name. I'm like Grant's age. But at the end of the day, we're winning. You know, we're winning. My son went to a game. We went to the Cleveland Browns game at the end of the season. We lost. On January 1st, it was like 2-3 years ago,
that was the Wentz 3-interception game. We could be eliminated?
Yes. We could be eliminated?
It was that day.
Yes. My son, that was his first Redskins game.
And he went back.
And now, man, I went to 3 games for RG3's rookie season, and they were all wins. Right? So I take him, and you know, we got a chance. We're going to get into the playoffs. And we just, you know, it's a dud. His first game, we see that wire thing for Sean Taylor. Horrible. And now we're winning. I still say the Redskins, but at the end of the day, man, we're winning. I'm a DC fan over everything else. I'm a sports fan over everything else. So, I mean, we're winning, man. It is what it is.
Let's go to Gerard in Arlington on the fan. Hey, Gerard.
Hey, guys. First time in a long time. I can't believe I finally...
Oh, something's up with your phone, buddy. Sorry, it's really, really distant.
Like his fingers
quiet.
Over the speaker.
Something, yeah. Let's go to Carlos in Maryland. Hey, Carlos.
Hey, Granddaddy.
Hey, buddy.
So, because I'm only 16, you know, it's been my dream to talk to you two. Because I'm only 16, I'm saying I'm going to remember Fred Smith more for changing the name, just to me personally. You know, as I've seen both the Redskins and Commanders' names, and I just remember the Cowboys, you know, because I'm a Cowboys fan, unfortunately. I don't feel like I'm safe on here, but, you know.
Well, apparently you're in good company.
Yeah, with none of the Cowboys fans this hour.
Appreciate the call, buddy. We're up against the clock.
Thanks, dude.
I mean, we got nothing but Cowboys fans on the phone. If you're a Commanders fan and you want to talk about the Commanders topic, you are allowed to do that as well.
I suppose. We'll open the phones up for you.
I mean, who knew? Good Lord. Coming up next, what kind of year is Dak Prescott going to have, and will we be able to replace Tony
Pollard? Can I get a Micah Parsons deal done or what?
Grant and Danny on the Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
We're going to debut a new segment on Grant and Danny coming up in 10 minutes. We're going to go sizzling and fizzling at 6 o'clock tonight. Excited about that. That is 10 minutes from right now, so make sure you are listening at that time. You see Brad Marchand got linked to the Washington Capitals this weekend?
Yes, but no. See what I'm saying? Like, but then I couldn't read it or look at it.
Do you know how hard that would be for me?
Mm-mm. I had a tough time with a couple guys. We met Hunter Strickland. Nice dude. You know, like, was gracious with us and answered every question. That was tough to get over. Like, the guy waited for years to throw at Bryce Harper. Cool, I guess. Like, you rock and roll. There have been a few different guys that have been tough to root for. I don't know that I could do that.
Brad Marchand's been my least favorite player in the National Hockey League other than Sidney Crosby for a decade. He is a great hockey player.
Oh, it's terrific.
And so if he became a Capital, it would be a huge deal for Washington. It would make them a lot better immediately. He was a Stanley Cup piece for a great Bruins team for many, many years. And this past season got traded to the Florida Panthers. And without him, they don't win the Stanley Cup. He was great in the Cup final. But the notion that I would have to possibly root for him would be the hardest welcoming of a player that I've ever had to do in my entire life. And I'm a grown-up, and I could figure it out, but the amount of bad things I've said about Brad Marchand over the years is pretty much higher than any other player, to be honest. It's like LeBron, Sidney Crosby, and Brad Marchand. So if the Capitals were to acquire him and bring him in, and Elliot Friedman, it's not like this came out of nowhere, the number one media guy breaking all the news in the NHL suggested the Capitals as a fit and a possible landing spot for him this offseason, that maybe they would be the team to acquire a 37-year-old winger for the last couple of years of his career who's still got some game left. That stopped me in my tracks, and I was like, oh, my God. I mean, there's not enough, like, crow for me to eat. There's no – how big of a foot? Who's got the biggest foot?
Washington Capitals goal scored by Brad Marchand. Assist Alexi Protas. Dun, 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 dun. Assist number 17, Dylan Strome. Are you ready for that? I can't do that.
I don't think it's realistic, and I don't think it's going to happen. So as of this moment, Danny, no, I'm not ready for it. But come up with another version of that. Like, in baseball, I don't think there's one. Because I don't think guys in baseball are hated in the same way as you hate people in hockey. Brad Marchand, who's slew-footing people, who's licking people's face. Uh-huh. I mean, his actual job is so good. I'm acknowledging this.
Again, he's a great player.
But his actual job is to annoy the opponent and to get under their skin and basically make them hate him to the point where they do something they're going to regret so they get penalized. Like, take a shot at him or whatever. He is just such a jackass of the highest order.
Yep.
And yet, one of the best players in the league over many, many years. I don't know. The only comp I can give you is I've talked trash about my buddy's ex-girlfriend for like 6 months in a row, mm-hmm. and then he texts me and he's like, we're getting back together. And I can't take all the stuff back.
It's just out there.
He knows I said it, and she knows I said it, and everyone knows I said it. Dude, I don't know if I can do this. I mean, that would be ridiculous. Like, LeBron to the Wizards, I think people would be excited about that. That'd be easy enough. But, yeah. Like, there's a lot of past comments
there. There's a lot. I've said some things. Don't check the podcast. Yeah, like, in my hatred prime, like, if John Runyon was a free agent from the Eagles, not long after spearing LeVar when he was on the ground or cheap-shotting people or, you know, with his dumb neckbeard, my least favorite player of all time. And it's like, Redskins announced signing of guard John Runyon to a 3-year deal for... grade that road, John! Open up those holes, buddy! Like, disgusting. I hate that idea. Again, an excellent player.
Actually,
I hate his guts.
That's a good topic for tomorrow. Who would be the hardest player for you to welcome? And what has been the hardest process you've had in the past about a guy that you hated coming to one of our teams?
Uh-huh.
Like Donald Brashear is probably that guy for somebody. That was a little bit before my time. Mm-hmm. I remember rooting for him, but I didn't like hate him. But, you know, if Ryan Reeves signed with the Capitals, same thing.
Oh, God.
I'd be like, are you kidding me? This gameless buffoon? No, thank you. I just couldn't do it.
Yeah, even like not even that caliber of player, not like on the goon squad, but like even a great player, but like a longtime Penguin, where it's like Capitals announced the signing of Chris Letang. Like, right in the mouth a little bit. I throw up.
Brad Marchand, option for the Capitals. Oh, boy. Stay tuned on that one. All right, we're debuting a brand new segment on Grant and Danny next. We'll take you up to 6:30. You'll want to be here in about 5 on The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.